This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, O-H-A-I-R, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. We give you that address because we're always glad to hear from our radio friends. We've been giving this address over the radio for more than 30 years, having had the privilege all of these years to have the help and strength and the voice to send out over the radio the gospel of the grace of God. I would say that the majority of the members of the church where I am pastor, the North Shore Church, Sheridan Road and Wilson Avenue, Chicago, were saved or brought into the work there through the radio testimony. Sometimes during the winter months, we hear in 1 week from 25 or 30 states, and we thank God that we've had the privilege all of these years of preaching the gospel of the grace of God. We accept all of the Bible as the inspired word of the living God. I was saved many years ago reading the Bible, and I believe the Bible is just as much the word of God as if Almighty God in person would step into this studio and speak. There's no other way to account for the word of God, except as the Bible tells us that holy men of old were borne along by the Holy Spirit, that all scripture is God-breathed. And the word of God is life-giving. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We're born again by the word of God. And in the word of God, we proclaim the gospel of the grace of God, which is God's message for today. Teaching that by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. But I do believe that after you're saved without works and without ritualism, without religion, by the infinite, matchless, marvelous, all-sufficient grace of the God of all grace, then you ought to give every moment of your time and every ounce of your strength to Almighty God and obey Colossians 3:17, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks unto the Father by Him. Well, that's what we're going to do in this message today, at this time. We are going to give thanks unto God according to Colossians 1:12-14. Now, when you have time, open your Bible. And remember, you will receive a most cordial welcome if you attend North Shore Church, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. That's 4600 North, here in Chicago, where I've been pastor for more than 31 years and where we always preach the Bible and teach God's truth in the light of the dispensation and the age of grace, that message that was revealed by special revelation from the risen Lord, by the risen Lord, to the Apostle Paul and through him to the others. So remember Colossians now, 1:12-14, giving thanks unto the Father, who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, having delivered us and transferred us, as we read there. We're delivered from the power of darkness. We're transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. My, isn't that wonderful? Where it says that we give thanks unto God who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints, the real meaning there, He has qualified us for heaven. And at the time we're transferred, we are transformed. We're not saved by our preaching reformation. The Lord Jesus Christ said, except a man be born from above, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born from above. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work. Now God's grace is altogether sufficient for every need and every deed of every saint of God. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that always having all sufficiency, you might abound toward every good work. But God doesn't want any of your good works or your religion until first you have been transformed and transferred. You know, anyone who turns to religion, a sinner, though moral and philanthropic and self-righteous, When you turn to religion instead of to Christ and the gospel of grace for transformation, you're just twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Millions and millions of church members have never experienced regeneration. They know it when you talk to them. They don't believe in the great fundamentals of the faith. They think nothing of contending earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. But we have to be God's workmanship. We have to be worked upon by God before we can be workmen for God. Then we ought to give every ounce of strength and every moment of our time and do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now it says that we have been delivered from the power of darkness. Oh, how we ought to thank God for this wonderful, wonderful truth we have in Colossians 1:12-14. We have been delivered from the power of darkness, and we have been transferred, that's the word, transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, in whom we have redemption through His blood. You know what God says all the way through the Bible? Someone has given the illustration of the British Navy rope. So much of it was lost. They wanted a way to detect it, and so they ran a crimson thread all the way through that Navy rope. Anywhere you cut it, you'll find that crimson thread. And anywhere you cut the Bible, you'll find that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There's only one remedy for sin, the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that blood cleanses us from all sin. Unto Him who loved us and loosed us from our sins in His own blood, in whose blood we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. And in Ephesians it says that is according to the riches of God's grace. So we need to be transferred. Now that's the same work that the Holy Spirit does, and we read about in 1 Corinthians 12:13. By one Spirit have we all been baptized into one body. The moment we are transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit into the one body. If there's any clear teaching in the Bible, anyone ought to understand, even a babe in Christ or a superficial student of the Word of God, is that God has one and only one church in this age and dispensation of grace. And that church is not primarily a religious organization. It is a spiritual organism. And all of the religious potentates and dignitaries and church officials and pastors and bishops and elders cannot induct one single member into that body. They can let you in as a member in some local assembly. But only Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit can make you a member of the true church. And everybody in the body of Christ is a saved person. But there are millions in church organizations that have never been transferred into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. They've never experienced the transforming power of Almighty God and the Holy Spirit in regeneration. They have never become God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. The matter of becoming a Christian is just as definite as God's creative work when He created the heavens and the earth. And the same God who created the heavens and the earth creates the sinner. And it doesn't make any difference how many sins you've committed, my dear friend. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And when you come by faith to Calvary and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, meeting God at Calvary, where Jesus Christ said, now is the judgment of this world, where He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, then you immediately pass out of death into life. You pass out of Adam into Christ. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed abroad us in us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. Salvation is of the Lord, and to him that worketh not, but believeth on Him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Oh, I hope you see the difference between saved not by works, but saved as God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work, that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In that way we can understand the meaning of the statement, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Things on earth are not just right. There's something wrong, we know. Sin has brought the curse and blight. There is universal woe. God's grace can change the human heart through Christ who saves from sin. But most sinners will not do their part and let the Savior in. Let's be true to Jesus, our debt to God he paid. On him, the Lord of glory, our every sin was laid. We're not saved by serving. Let's serve because of love. And we know he will reward us when we reach our home above. How long on earth will you abide, remain in your present sphere? What has happened to all who have died? Where did they go from here? We all go from here to another place, either saved or lost. Are you still rejecting God's saving grace? You'd better count the cost. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue in Chicago. I'd like to say, if you'd be interested in the copy of the poem, write to me. We have sent out thousands of the books of poems. We have a few of them left. And if you write in, if you want to send the postage, we'll send you several different books. I have published and printed more than 155 different Bible study books. And if you are interested in the list, we would be very glad to send it to you. And the one who writes in from the longest distance, we will be very glad to send to you a set of our books. Don't forget the address, and we appreciate it very much when you tell others of our broadcast. Remember, we always specialize in the gospel of the grace of God. The greatest need of humanity today is not religion, not even what some people call the Christian religion, but a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, not even in a religious setting, but in the dispensation and the age and the gospel of the grace of God. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So don't forget our address, and don't forget to write in or tell others of our broadcast. The address is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue in Chicago. We thank God that we've had the privilege, as we said, all during these many years, more than 30 years of sending out the gospel of the grace of God by means of the radio. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So we're always sure that we preach the word of God, because God says we're born again by the word of God.